Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We're going straight to Canterbury. Night racing tonight, as we told you earlier, the track is a soft seven. We're just going to have to monitor that through the day with bands of rain passing through. Now, there's been a scratching issue with Riser, but thanks to the stewards, we can confirm that these are the scratchings for Canterbury. Race one, take out one Accession, three Cremerick, four 24 Carat, and eight Dulcie. One, three, four, and eight out of the first. Race two, number four, Agassiz, eight, Molly Malone, 10, Home Scene, and 11, Cashewa, 4, 8, 10, and 11. The third, take out one another Snappy, 4, Playard, and 12, Rock Zone, 1, 4, and 12. Race four at Canterbury, take out 5, Bull Market, 6, Fratellino, and 7, Connemara, 5, 6, and 7. Race 5, the emergency, 13, AC Delighted is out, number 13. Race 6, number 1, All From Scrap, 2 All Too Royal, 8 Equal Balance, 12 Manzana, 15 Destiny's Reward, and 16 Just Like Stratum, 1, 2, 8, 12, 15, and 16. Race 7, 10 All Cash, 14 Weekend Affair, and 15 Sculptress, 10, 14, and 15. And race 8, take out 2 Clipper, 5 Anna's Joy, 6 Ready to Profit, 12 Lady of Shalott, 13 Nikonita, and 14 Ballistica. 2, 5, 6, 12, 13, and 14. They are the scratchings for Canterbury, and Mitch Manners is calling all the action. Morning to you, Mitch.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, everyone. And that was good that you could update everyone. There was just one of those issues at Riser at scratching time again. Yeah. You're pretty used to those, aren't you, on a Saturday?
No, we balk around them. We've got the well-used patterns. Now we go straight to the stewards and we thank them for that information. All right, mate. Well, as we've said all morning, we've just got to monitor the weather here over the next few hours.
Yeah, it's got dark where I am again, so it looks like some a band of rain sort of coming in the next hour or so, half an hour or so, and then it'll break up again, then come again. So I think the Bureau was tipping 8 to 20 mil, but we'll start on a soft 7 and go through the form that way at this stage anyway.
All right, let's jump into it. We've got plenty of meetings to preview today with three New South Wales or four New South Wales meetings. In the first at Canterbury tonight, Devachan number 7, the favourite at 210 over Le Cosmo at 350.
Yeah, Devachan looked really good at the trials at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago. She beat Touch of Paradise, who is the Mick Price filly in the Inglis race tomorrow. And I didn't think its trial was that bad either. She was very green, the Victorian filly. Well, Devachan did everything right and beat it about half a length in the end. So James Cummings happy to run on the wet track on debut. I think that's a big push in itself. She looks a promising filly. 11, Le Cosmo went to Wyong and scored on a soft track at the trials up there. Peter and Paul Stone like sending their horses up to Gosford and Wyong if the trials are on, and she did everything right in her trial. She looks the logical threat. 12, Terrifying was somewhat in the market on debut at Randwick on the Kensington track. She had a slow recovery rate, so it's a bit of a forgive run. And best of the others, you'd have to go out to 6, Benoni. 7 and 11, a clear top two here from 12 and 6 in the first.
Righto, race two over the 1,200 and Lundsberg here for Ron Quinton and Andrew Atkins, the favourite. Titan this morning, in fact, over the last 5 minutes, it's gone from 3.30 to 2.80 as these scratchings start to be placed into the system. One Riverbird now 3.20 and Exoplanet at 4.40.
Gone the way of River Bird. The 59.5 on the wet is somewhat of a query, but he's got race fitness on his side. Lundberg doesn't. River Bird's been busty to win a race. Should have won here two back and then went within a whisker of winning again 2 weeks ago at the night meeting. I've lent the way of River Bird. Lundberg's trialled well. He's been gelded in the break. He's always shown a fair bit of promise, and maybe that gelding operation might really switch him on. His recent trials have been good. Just by the time we get to race two, how wet the track is on a with him first up is my sort of slight query. But I do see he's the biggest threat in the race. 7 Exoplanet, daughter of Schnitzel. Chris Waller happy to roll the dice with her on debut on a wet track. Her trials have been okay. Real query runner here, 6 Russian Romeo, Kira Maher, David Eustace, every sort of horse that they seem to bring to Sydney, and they've been going to the provincials as well. They often run well. So I'd sort of respect his sort of Victorian form as next best in the race. 1, 2, 7, 6.
1, 2, 7, and 6 there to race 3. Chris Waller's got the favourite here. 11 Sizzling Ace, currently at 3.40. Smiling Manolito, number 6 at 4. And Welsh Legend, Mitch, number 10, is now at $5.
A good race. There's some progressive types in this. You've got Welsh Legend and Snippet Speed both coming off maiden wins. Sizzling Ace is a Group 2 place getter as a 2-year-old, but she attacks the benchmark 70 as a maiden. I've gone the way of the Hugh Bowman factor here, 6 Smiling Manolito. I know what you're going to get with him. He'll go forward and he's sort of a little bit more seasoned than the others at the moment, and he has been placed on a soft 7. So if he can dictate the race in front, he might be hard to run down. 6 on top, but I don't think there's a great deal between 4 or 5 runners in this race. 7 Snippet Speed's had 3 runs. They've all been on wet tracks and hasn't put in a poor run, including winning first up at Warwick Farm on the heavy. 10 Welsh Legend finally broke through at Canterbury last start, and it was a good win to suggest that she could go on with it. At 11, Sizzling Ace. 6, 7, 10, 11. There's another horse I could have easily included if I could have, was Richard Freeman's Knuckwell. He's a pretty promising horse, but I just couldn't slot him in. 6, 7, 10, and 11.
To race number 4 tonight, and let's party Marty here for John Thompson, number 1, and the inform Robbie Dolan, currently at 2.40 now. 11, Pembroke Castle at 4.60, and Only Want to Sing, number 8, at $7.
Yeah, Robbie switches tonight. He rode Southern Lad's last meeting and it scored, and he jumps aboard Let's Party Marty, gets the 3 off. He could just about win on a broomstick, the kid at the moment. He's riding really well. He's a good young lad too. So 1 Let's Party Marty on top. 11 Pembroke Castle comes through the same run. Just with the claim now, I think that the weights sort of even each other out, but I don't think there's a great deal between the 1 and the 11, and I thought the market was probably a bit far apart off their runs 2 weeks ago. I thought Pembroke Castle probably should have finished a little bit closer to Let's Party Marty over the line. 8 Only Want to Sing, got it all wrong at the start, was okay late last start, and 10 No Interest has been busting for a wet sort of a track, and it gets it tonight. 1 on top, 11 hardest to beat, 8 and 10.
Race 5 is over the 1,900 metres at Canterbury tonight, and Chinero, number 3, is the favourite at 2.60. High Power currently at $5. And Naughty Bernie, number 10 there, at 6.50.
He looked ready to win last start, Chinero, and he got the job done and did it well. He does go up 2 kilos for the win, but at least he brings winning form into this race. A few of his rivals have been missing in the winner's circle for some time. I'm happy to go his way. 1 High Power is going really well. Chris Lee's targeted the provincial spring series that Sky Racing sponsored there. And he won the heat at Newcastle before riding a ripping third in the final at Kembla. He steps up to the 1,900, 3 off for Robbie Dolan. He's a big threat. 10 Naughty Bernie. And 4 Destiny's Hero, I reckon this horse is just about ready to win a race, whether it's tonight. His run at Canterbury last week was good, last meeting, I should say, and he looks desperate for 1,900, which he gets at his fourth run this term. 3-1, 10 and 4.
3-1, 10 and 4 in race 5. Race 6, Legislation, second up tonight. Peter and Paul Snowden, the Bob's horse, currently at 3.60 with Tab Fixed Odds and favourite. Star of O'Reilly, number 13 at 5. 9 Time Out of Mind at 5.50, and Wanda there for Richard Litt, currently at 6.50.
Yeah, it looks very hard to beat with how this race has sort of fallen away somewhat to Andrew. Legislation, very good first up. They yelled at him in the break, and I thought he hit the line really well. Only slight negative is that he does stay at 1,100 metres, and off that run last time around, he got back and probably suggested that 1,200 would suit him better second up, but I'm happy to lean his way just because of the lack of depth in the race now. 7 Wanda was a good first up for the new stable, an ex-Godolphin horse now with Richard Lipp, unbeaten second up, and looks like with the claim and the good gait that he'll strip a lot fitter for that first up run at Gosford. 9 Time Out of Mind and 13 Star of O'Reilly. It comes off a Musselbrook win, but it was a gap job. And as I said, the way that the race has fallen away, it wouldn't be surprised if it measures up now. 5, 7, 9, 13.
Race number 7, the Evening Star, and number 5, Zipper Dee Doo Da at 3:30. Sort of goes opposite to the way you want to say it, doesn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Number 5, it's currently at 3:30. Mutta Kareem at 5:50. Nicochet, number 8, for Jason Coyle at 6. And See the Master, number 13, at 7:50.
Yeah, happy to go the favourites way. I thought it was an excellent run behind Organza at Rose Hill. That Saturday form, and as we see at the Canterbury Wednesdays or Friday nights, the Saturday form always holds up well. So happy to go the way of the favourite, Zippity Doodah. 8, Nicochet is coming off some really strong races of late. He's been sick of chasing Sky Boy, who's obviously a big chance in the Villiers tomorrow. He does draw a sticky gate, but he's got good wet credentials. And back to the slightly weaker Grace tonight, he's certainly a major player. 3, Mutta Rakam was good first up, had a tough trip wide last time around. A bit of a forgive run. Hugh Bowman jumps aboard tonight, so he's a chance. And Chris has been able to sneak in, See the Master in the race now. It gains a start. Gets a soft gate tonight. First time it's drawn a gate this prep. Probably wants a touch further, but I reckon he's going okay, the 13. 5 on top, 8, 3 and 13 in a good edition of the Evening Star.
And the last is the night racing tonight at 9:45. 4, Miss Invincible. Now, the scratchings have gone in. You could have got $3.90 when the markets opened a couple of days ago. It's now $2.90, number 4. Tanico, number 8, at 5. And Phoebe's Lass, 5.50.
I think you're left with her, Andrew, here. She was good at Warwick Farm at the Wednesday meeting on the 5th of December. She went straight to the front and got the job done. She does go up 4.5 kilos, but she gets a soft gate again. And I think if she's ever going to run 1,100 metres, it's tonight, the way that the race maps out for her. So, again, happy to go her way just through the process of elimination of everything else in the race. 9, Phoebe's Lass, very hard mare to catch. She got the job done at Randwick the other day at $21. She could start $5 tonight and miss the place. She's just one of those types of mares. But Greg Hickman's found James McDonald, and she has got some wet form. 8, Tanico's the real query runner. She failed on a heavy 8 at Warwick Farm, and they put it down to the wet track. Now, James Cummings and Godolphin are happy to run her tonight at this stage, unless we get some downgrades. But maybe there was another issue there that has come out of that race. As I said, they're opting to run her on the soft 7. And 7 IM Specials, desperate for a bit of luck. If it gets it tonight, it could be in the finish. 4, 9, 8 and 7.
All right, so they're the 8 races. Have you got a standout bet or two?
Yeah, pretty keen on Legislation, and also in the fillies and mares division, Miss Invincible. They look very hard to beat, how the races have panned out with scratching. So race 6, number 5 and race 8, number 4.
Righto, they're the two. Now, Mitch will be on air just after 5:50 with the late May, well, the movers, the tab movers, and we'll follow right through the afternoon further updates. If rain does sweep in, we'll certainly update our listeners ahead of the first at 6:15. Thanks a lot, Mitch.
Yeah, sure, Andrew. Once I get to the track, if there's any major changes, I'll certainly let you guys know and let the radio know, and we might even do something earlier. I know it's busy, but if there's major changes earlier on prior to the market movers, we'll certainly pass it on.
Yeah, you let us know, and we'll certainly do that. Good calling. Thanks a lot, Mitch.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mitch Manners calling Canterbury, the first at 6:15 tonight. Coming up shortly, previews for Harness and Greyhounds, Mwillimbah, Warren, Mowie, all after 11 o'clock. Let's get the update in sports news with Leanne West.